You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Tell me about this question. It's I knew the relationship was over when blank.
Yeah.
Now, when we had you post that, our thought was that we might get 6 or 7 pretty good answers.
Right.
And lo and behold,
we're pushing easily 100 good ones right now.
Good answers from people.
Some really good ones. Some of them are, you know, a little, I can't read on the air.
Right.
But I did compile a list of some of the best ones.
It's like the greatest hits.
Yeah. I mean, before we roll into these, I mean, you've done a lot of dating. Do you have an example from your life like that you knew?
Well,
I mean, mine's too classic. It's the Applebee's story, which we've told 1,000 times, but.
Well, mine is the same story, but it's not an Applebee's part. I mean, because yours was, they were coworkers, right?
Yeah, I was dating someone, and this was way pre-Nicole, and she got a job at Applebee's. I'd been with her for like 4 years, and she started doing things with the bartender at Applebee's,
yeah.
And that's when I knew. Mm-hmm. Haven't been in an Applebee's since.
Mm-hmm.
Darn it. It's too bad. They have decent food.
And great cocktails.
Great cocktails, Dom. Bartenders are fantastic.
Yeah, the only story that I would share is similar, just it wasn't Applebee's. It was somebody who chose a coworker over me. Hey, you know,
was it a different morning show?
No, the person I was dating, their coworker at their place of business, not mine.
Oh, well, that's a bummer.
That's all right.
Still,
hey,
stings.
You know what? Look what happens.
Look
right
where you are
when
now.
One door closes.
So I do want to read some of these, and there's a common denominator here. I'm quickly scrolling, 100% ladies that commented here. So it's a bunch of dumb guys.
Like,
we'll start with a few. Anna says he wore socks with sandals to pick me up for a date.
Yeah,
no,
okay,
thanks.
That's a dead
it's
giveaway.
Over. Christy says when I found that he was sleeping with his nephew's new bride. Bit of a red flag there.
Okay.
Pasha says that he didn't like prime rib. Then she wrote WTF.
Oh, wait a minute. That's me. I don't like prime rib at all.
You could not be with Pasha here, it looks like.
Dang. Just for the record, I wasn't dating Pasha.
What's your beef, pun intended, with prime rib? What's your beef?
How do you answer that?
You don't like it.
I mean, what
it.
Are there foods, there are foods
steak.
You don't like?
It's
and
a steak.
No, it's not. It's different from steak.
I don't like it when it's still, like, pink. I mean, I like it. Maybe that's
well,
why, because it's
how
very...
Well, that's how they make it. So you're just eating a regular
steak,
then.
I get prime rib, but I make them, like, cook it a little longer. Just because of the pink. This one is... I know I'm doing it wrong.
You would go to a sushi restaurant and say, yeah, I want some sushi, but cook the hell out of it.
Cook it all before you give it to me. Amy says, he gave me a promise ring after dating for 2 weeks, told me I'm allowed to go out and socialize as long as he knew where I was going and who I was with.
Yeah, okay, that's over.
That's a big one. This one, oh my gosh. Nicole says, well, we were hanging out watching a movie, and he was picking his nose. Seriously? She says He rolled it up and flicked it. I about barfed, and I vacuumed right after he left. I did not return any of his phone calls thereafter.
Oh, my God.
this one's weird, too. Like, I feel bad for this guy. Marla says, I knew it was over when he came over and had to poo in my bathroom on the first date. And I replied back to that. I was like, well, where did you expect him to poo? In your kitchen?
Out in the bushes out front? I mean,
I'm like, poor guy had to go to the bathroom. So that one kind of sucks for the guy. He had a tummy ache.
Could have been like the scene from Dumb and Dumber.
Well, there could have been that situation. I don't know. Here's a couple. Chantel says, when his fiance knocked on our door when we were still married. Teresa says, when I found him at another woman's house and I went to the door. I don't think that went very well, she said.
Oh my God.
Angie got an iron for Christmas. Mary says she dated a guy that wouldn't shower. They're all guys, Dom. Here's the cherry on. Well, no, let me give you two more. First is Debbie. She said, I knew it was over when he started calling his dog his pet name for me.
Oh.
And the pet name was Pookie Booty.
Oh.
So
wow.
Instead of calling Debbie Pookie Booty, he started calling the dog Pookie
she
Booty.
She shouldn't have waited for the dog to come into
you
the picture.
You should have left after one Pookie Booty.
Right. That's
all right, and this is the cherry on top. Michelle says, I used to go out with a guy that picked his scalp and then ate it like a monkey eating bugs out of its fur.
Right.
She said, when I caught him doing that, I knew it was over.
We don't need more of this.
No, no more. Make it stop. No more.
Oh, my God. So here's the lesson from all of this. Because, you know, we've received over the years countless Facebook messages, emails, and phone calls from women who say, where do you meet a good guy? Where do you meet a good guy? Where do you meet a good guy? But occasionally, we'll get that same message from a guy. And I always just roll my eyes and shake my head. Because if you're a semi-decent guy, you should have no trouble, and it's only because the rest of manhood out there is...
Did you hear your competition
almost,
right now?
They're almost a joke. So if the guy who is eating his scalp, or the guy who is flicking his boogers, or the guy...
Who is married.
If you can't compete with those guys, don't even bother writing into
yeah.
us, because the competition, the bar is really low.
Just be nice, show up, take a shower.
Yeah, I've had people before say, Dom, have you ever done online dating? And I say, I got nothing against online dating. It works for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Power to them. I am not knocking it. But I've always said, I said, I don't want to sound egotistical, but I don't need online dating. And why? It's because the competition out there is pitiful.
It's so bad.
For guy, you know, if you're a guy, if you're a woman, you're having to put up with all these dudes.
I feel so bad for the ladies this morning.
You should just be a semi-competent
a
man and be able to make your way in this world.
For some reason, like, I feel like I have to apologize for all the guys out there. I didn't even do anything about it. Just like a blanket apology to the ladies. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all these other guys.
I agree with you, man.
I feel really bad.
I'm not saying there are no good guys. We have a bunch of guys listening right now.
No, there's a lot of good guys.
Who are all stars.
But they're already scooped up.
But even they are nodding right there in their car going, yeah, I'm a good guy. And it didn't take me that long to meet somebody and fall in love.
It's just pretty basic stuff. Be kind. Dress nicely. Woo them. Be a gentleman. Tiffany said, I knew it was over when I found out my guy listened to another morning show.
Okay.
She said, I love you, boys.
Done here.